lapses.
Okay. All right. But a younger boy might say he might be tired out, and then he just takes a little nap, you know, maybe sleeps for an hour or so, and gets up, and he says, and now you might say he's to go.
He's rested up.
And now
ready
he's
to go.
Okay. And if they were going to build a new bridge, say before they could put up the new bridge, they had to. So now the old one has been
torn down.
Yeah, and if a person's been a little girl, they sent her home from school because she wasn't well. You might say she was sick at school.
She got sick at school?
Yeah, that's just what I meant. And you might say he's sick now, but he'll be well again
in the morning.
Okay, or in the future. It might take a while. Uh-huh. It might take, if you're talking to a child and you say everything will be all right, it might take some time to get over it, you know. If you're talking to a small child has lost a pet, you know, or something, and you might say, now everything's going to be all right. You'll forget about
it.
You'll
soon forget it.
Yeah. Do you ever use by and by, and would you ever use that?
Yeah, by and by, you'll forget it.
Okay. And if a person went out and didn't have enough clothes on, and he came home and he was sneezing, and you might say, it looked like a cold.
Looked like he has a cold?
He
caught cold for not wearing enough clothes.
Okay, and he talked like this.
Yes, he was hoarse.
Or, and he had a...
yeah, heckin' cold.
Okay, and a person sitting there can hardly keep his eyes open. You say he seems...
He's drowsy.
All right, and someone like that, you might want to go over and...
Shake him up and wake him up.
Okay, and that person then he... He opened his eyes.
Yeah, he wakes up.
All right. And if a doctor gave you some pills in a bottle, and he comes over a few days later, and the bottle still seems to be full, you might look at that and say, haven't you your medicine, haven't you?
Haven't you been taking your medicine?
And you say, yes, yesterday I. Yeah.
Yesterday I took one.
And tomorrow I'll
take another one.
Okay. And if a person can't hear, you say, he's...
He's deaf.
All right, and if a person works outside all day in the hot sun, and his shirt's all covered with moisture, you'd say, yesterday, when he did that, he what a lot. He really...
He sweated.
Okay. You said before about fagged out for being tired. Mm-hmm. Is there another expression that would have something to do with wear out? You know,
I'm all wore out, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And if a large you don't see so many of these anymore, but there used to be a lot of them. A person would have to get a large a lump, you know, and it would have a core in it. Mm-hmm. It'd be very sore. You could hardly touch it.
Yeah, I've had plenty of them.
What are they called?
They're called boils.
All right, and there's a core in there. And what's that other stuff called?
That's pus.
Okay. You know what causes those?
Bad blood.
Is it something from eating something, or?
I don't know what causes it, but it's bad blood it causes.
Uh-huh.
Causes boils.
And if, what'd you say the stuff was inside? Did I get that?
I call it pus.
Yeah. And then if you say his hand was all...
Swollen up.
Did you ever hear another expression for swollen up?
No. All puffed up, right?
Yeah, or something, yeah. That's right.
All puffed up.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear pwned up?
Pwned up, yes, I've heard that.
Means
too.
The same thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, does that mean it's kind of up like a loaf of bread or something?
Yeah, it puffs up that way, you know, and that's full of pus.
Uh-huh.
So you take a needle and you open that and let that pus out.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see.